Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center.
Yo, Spokes, your hair looks nice.
Oh, thanks. It's a braid. I actually did it today. Sometimes I think when we get on here and I have a braid in, it's from like the night before because I'm one of those people.
I actually think that's impressive, the fact that if it is the night before, because mine looks completely disheveled, but I also don't know how to braid my hair properly. So that's probably why. It's probably not tight enough.
Probably, yeah. Like when I was in cosmetology school, like we had a few like black girls in there and like they taught me how to braid and like we would corn roll my hair. So like, yeah. Well, I had
That's
really
badass, dude. What
Well,
the
I had like a
fuck?
Dixie cut. So I had like, or Dixie, oh my God, a pixie cut is what it is. So I had like really short hair, but I still played soccer. So I would have them like cornrow it for me because I couldn't put it in a ponytail and I wore a headband and I looked like a dyke. So like, it just like wasn't. And like, I didn't do like my makeup or anything. So I wasn't like a Emma Watson with like a pixie cut that looked beautiful. I was like, I chopped my hair off because I was fucking hot one day. So yeah, like my braiding skills are pretty tight, I guess you could say. But yeah, I could probably wear my braids for like 2 to 3 days.
Oh no, never. It's like more of a 1.5. So normally what I'll do if I braid my hair, it's like the day before hair wash day. So I'll like purposely make sure it's like extra oily. And then I'll put my peppermint oil and Moroccan oil on the roots and ends to like do a mask. And then I'll go to the gym, sweat in it. And then I'll like take it out and shampoo and shit. And it comes out like really nice. But no, where it's like a 1 day braid.
You can cook like a whole hibachi up in that greasy mess, huh?
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man.
Like, lay down. Let's get the grease from here. Wring it out.
I know, man. Put it out an actual grease fire. Jesus.
That's hilarious. How was your week?
It was challenging. Like, this week, like, was just one of those weeks where you showed up, you did what you could, but, like, it just wasn't as good as the other weeks. Like, my, like, digestion felt kind of, like, more bogged down. Hunger was crappy. Like, sleep was not great. It was just, like, again, you hit a wall, and after being on it for so many weeks, especially when you are in a push phase, like these things are bound to happen. And so I just took an extra rest day yesterday and I feel great today. Like drop some weight, drop some inflammation, could redo my vacuums and get it pretty tight. My energy is a lot better. So like I'm feeling much better. But yeah, I mean, Saturday night was just shit. Like I got 3 hours of sleep and I'm like, yep, my body's stressed. So I just need to kind of go on maintenance mode and just reduce the amount of stress that I put into my system. So that way I stress less out of my system. And yeah, today I feel like a brand new bitch.
And that's one fucking smart move. Like, honestly, okay, so two things here. One, it sucks when you don't get a lot of sleep, dude. It sucks so hard. Like, when I don't get a lot of sleep, like, I'm glad that you feel a lot better today, but like, I'm like out of sorts for like 2 or 3 days. Like, I can't bounce back. Like, one fucked up night, it's like, puts me behind like a decade. I swear to God, like I can't function. And so that's impressive. And then, you know, like you said, like most people literally will just, this is like my favorite line right now, shit on top of shit, right? Like the toilet's already filled with shit and you go and shit on top of it. And like, that's what you didn't do, right? Like you're like, okay, I need to like downregulate versus like try and cram it all in. And like, I don't know if you're like this, but like, did you, I mean, I know you're like exhausted, obviously you only got 3 hours sleep, but like, do you feel like itchy when that happens, when you're like, oh, I should be doing a lot more? Or like, have you like kind of like trained yourself and been like, and like you have to like tell yourself all day like, no, rest is better? Because that's how I get. I'm like, the less sleep I have, I'm like antsy, like I'm just itchy.
You're
like,
definitely wired, right? Because your body is in a constant state of fight or flight for the entire day because you weren't able to literally rest and repair that night. No, I definitely had a hard time on Sunday. Like I said, like I was like disappointed that I didn't get to train. I was disappointed that I didn't feel good. Like digestion wasn't good. So I definitely was like a grumper butt. And Eric was like, a grumper butt. Yes. Eric was like, let's plan out our day. So that way, once we check everything off our list, you'll feel accomplished. But the stuff we're checking off our list isn't high maintenance. So it's like, we went on a walk. We had some coffee. We went and saw a friend from high school that drove down to visit us. We like got some walks in. And then we watched restarting the Lord of the Rings extended series. So we are watching that right now. And that was like a thing that we did together, but it was part of our like, We're doing stuff, but we're winding down. But you better believe I was like, I feel like I should be doing more. I don't feel like I should be resting. And I was like, I know that just because I feel this way does not mean that this is truth. Feelings are not facts. It is important to have feelings and to feel them. It is extra important not to give in to what the feeling is telling you you should do to feel better, because chances are it's not rooted in logic. And so I wanted to go to the gym because I told myself I feel good enough to go to the gym. I feel good enough to do all of these things, when in reality, what I needed to do was take a step back. And I'm so glad that I did, because I actually feel better today, not rooted in, oh, I need to feel productive.
Right. Like, no shit, you feel better today, but no, it's good. Like, I used to do this shit all the time where I'd be, oh yeah, I'm resting. Like, I had a bad night's sleep. I'm not going to the gym. But then I would like find other stupid shit to do. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go mow my lawn, mow my neighbor's fucking lawn. Like, just like fill it. And I'm like, oh no, like I was resting. Of course I was resting. Like,
Hashtag active rest day.
oh, fuck off, dude. I can't stand that. Like, anytime someone posts, like, actually, like, I just saw a girl do it and she was like, active rest day, did my cardio, did my posing. Oh, HIIT cardio. That's what it was. Active rest day, did my HIIT cardio. I was like,
Is she at least
unfollow.
in prep?
No.
Okay. Never
No.
mind. I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. 'Cause like, so sometimes when you're in prep, like, your HIIT cardio and posing, that is your active rest day, but never mind.
No. I don't know what she's doing. I don't know. I'm unfollow. I'm on like a cleansing thing. Actually, I just got back on social media. I took a nice little break for anyone that follows me on social media that listens as well. I know you guys all missed me. Ash missed me.
I missed you. I literally, it's hard because I'm also gone on like an unfollowing spree. So like, if you, the minute you show me your fucking cunt hole or your asshole with that pose, a straight unfollow. I don't care if like we've chatted before and I think you're a swell person. If you literally make me your proctologist and I'm just gonna unfollow you, because like, to me, that shows me you have no self-respect and I don't want to be around the people like that.
Yeah, dude, you know what I was doing? This has like nothing to do with bodybuilding, but like around Christmas and New Year's, like if people were like showing their hands with their rings because they got engaged, I was like, unfollow. I don't know why that was pissing me off. I mean, I'm like not bitter or whatever. Like I didn't expect to be engaged or anything this year. Like not a big deal, but I was just like, hate it, hate it, hate it.
See, that's
Like
why we got engaged Labor Day weekend, because like, who the fuck gets engaged on Labor Day weekend?
yeah, I don't even want that. Like I just want to go get married at the courthouse. I don't want a big deal. I just want to like actually, I don't even fucking care, to be honest with you. Like
Not gonna
that.
lie, if you don't ask me to be a bridesmaid or your maid of honor, matron of honor, I'll be a little pissed, but I'd get over it.
Oh my God. Can I have my dog be my matron of honor? No,
You can
yeah.
have them be the flower girl.
Have you seen those guys that are flower girls? Like it's like a thing now. Like they're like grown men.
Is it meant to be funny or are they like for
Oh,
real?
yeah, no, like it's like funny. Like it's
Oh,
like
okay. I was like, what?
no, they like ask like one of the guys, like friends or whatever, and they like have like a fanny pack and they're like throwing little flower
The fanny
petals.
pack would be hilarious. I love that. That's hilarious.
Do like fanny packs. Oh, man,
Dude,
that's
did
fun.
you see that one picture of me, fanny pack, circa day 2014?
No.
Oh, dude, I need to show it to you. Hold on.
Let me
Hold
see.
on.
I don't know. I've done my phone. I do have my phone in here.
Oh. Hold on, let me find it. You can talk in the interim while I find this beautiful of a specimen. There we go. Fanny fucking pack.
Is this coming over on IG or is it a text? Where are we
It's a
at?
text.
Oh, oof. Look at that shirt style, though.
Dude, that was a size 18 from Deb. Do you even know what Deb is? Like, it was like a department store in the mall.
Yeah, I see like my homecoming dress there
Yeah,
online.
literally, same. Yeah, exactly. That came from Debs in the plus size section.
Like, okay, first of all, this isn't even like people who wear their fanny packs in like a cute way, like on like backwards, you know, or like on the side.
Yeah.
This is like straight up cooter pack, like not even a cute one. I love this for you though. What'd you have in there? Snacks?
Probably. Like
Probably.
probably snacks, probably some money, maybe some sunscreen,
Maybe a tampon.
maybe a tampon. Yeah, you see the person's arm wrapped around me? That was an ex-boyfriend picture.
Oh yeah, you ripped him off.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him. He let you wear this fanny pack out.
Dude.
He was not honest. That's funny.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, isn't that wild? Dude, look at my arms. Like my arm fat has arm fat.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like a thigh, you know. That's all right.
Yeah. And my thighs look like, I don't even like meat sticks.
Meat sticks. Oh, I like to call them lollipops.
No, there's nothing suck worthy of these legs. They look like a damn Christmas ham and not in a good way.
Damn Christmas ham, and not in a good way. You know, that's all right. We all start somewhere.
Do God bless.
It's honestly more impressive to me, like people like you, though, who have like such a big transformation in the bodybuilding world, and not just like a bit fat to fit. It's like fat to like actual bodybuilding, versus someone who's like genetically gifted and they just
Stop
show up.
eating Cheetos and they like look amazing.
Yeah, and they just stop eating Cheetos 7 days a week. They only eat them four, and they're like progressing fine. And you're like, okay, that's like I'm not fucking impressed. I really am not.
Yeah, dude, I swear to God, my blood type during that phase was like fucking ranch. Like
Yeah. Ranch dressing and flaming hot Cheetos. Yeah. But speaking of like that, that's kind of like our topic on like what does it actually take, and like I guess like having like a real expectation of like what you need to do to get to like specific fucking goals, right? Because this is something that I mean, like, I don't struggle. Maybe I struggle with it as a coach, and like the perception of like what clients think can slide, or what they can do, or what needs or what doesn't need to be done in order to get to like high achieving goals, right?
Yeah, like I know when I first started, like actually working with a coach, because I was self-coached for like several years, like 5, 6 years before I hired like a bodybuilding coach. But it's like you can't miss the forest for the trees. And like, thankfully, in one way, I was so dumb when it came to like bodybuilding style coaching that I honestly didn't have a clue. So like, I just followed blindly because I was like, well, I'm hiring a professional. They're going to make decisions for me, right? Like, I didn't overthink my programming because I was hiring a coach. So there's kind of like a bell curve. It's like when you first begin, you're so blissfully unaware that you'll fucking do anything, right? Because you
Yeah.
don't know a better way. You don't know a different way. You just know this way. And then like you start to grow, you start to like be more a part of your journey, and you start to get maybe involved with like friends and fitness, and they have different coaches. You start seeing how they do things and you're like, oh, that's different. Maybe I could try that. And then like you start to gain all of this knowledge, especially when you become a coach, and then you're at the height of the bell curve where it's like now you know everything, not really, but you know too much. And now it's like, you know, there becomes this paralysis by analysis. And then you get to the point where you know that much more, and then you understand that the fundamentals are fundamental for a reason. They give you a foundation. And so it's kind of like at the opposite ends of the bell curve where you know jack shit and then you know a lot of fucking shit. And it's like they're the same, which is why like you make so much progress because you're doing what makes sense and you do the right things.
Yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at right now. Like I was at like a year ago, like a peak of like knowing too much and like hyper focusing on like every little type of thing. And now I'm like, I'm literally back to the fucking basics. And like I hit like a new low of like a 3 pound drop in the last week. Yeah. And it's like you said, it's just like those fundamentals. And all I'm doing is like walking. I'm not training till failure anymore. Which I'm working my way back up there. I'm just like fucking tired of being sore all the time. So I'm like, I do. And I'm lazy. Maybe I'm lazy. I don't know. But yeah, like you said, like you kind of just like know too much. And I think I told you this. I don't know if I told you this or if I told Alex this, but I'm just like, sometimes I wish I knew less, because then I don't overanalyze or hyperanalyze or hyperfocus. And yeah, it's kind of like, it's annoying. But kind of back to like what you said, when you're like blissfully don't know anything and you're kind of just like waltzing around, like we said, like you have to have, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's common sense, maybe I think it's common sense, but like actually no, I don't, because I'm gonna compare this to my first season. I thought I was hot shit the first year I competed. Hot fucking shit. I thought I was gonna win the goddamn overall.
You thought you were gonna win the world.
I literally did. I was like, I'm getting a fucking sword. I'm getting a fucking crown. I'm getting an 8-foot-tall trophy all on the same day. I'm the fucking tits. I'm better than everybody else. My coach is the shit too. Like, he's so fucking sweet. He's a fucking dumbass, honestly. But I was so naive, and I was like, I'm gonna win this. And like, mind you, like my training was shit. I had no idea. I'll be straight up with you. I had no idea that everybody in the show like wasn't natural. Like I thought, I had no idea, like never crossed my mind about PEDs and steroids. I was like at like a regional show in Florida, right? And I'm just like, oh, there's no way. The girl that fucking won the whole thing obviously was fucking stacked, right? So like I was like, oh my God, there's no fucking way. And then, you know, I got to the point where I was like, oh yeah, like I can go pro like without PEDs and I don't need that. And like I'm just gonna waltz right in here and be fine. Lo and behold, my second season, again, natural, placed fucking 13th at nationals, right? So like it goes to show that like if you want high achieving goals, like you're gonna have to bend and be aware of like what it takes to get there. Like you can't be like, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds and still eat donuts 7 days a week. Like it's not gonna happen, right? Even now, like, you know, like I want to become an IFBB pro in bikini. Like what is the odds that someone becomes an IFBB pro naturally? Like slim as fuck. Like the percentages I see, like, do you think it's like less than 1%?
It depends on division. Like obviously bikini, I would be willing to see and admit that you probably could have a better potential of turning pro naturally if you were like still genetically elite. All other classes, all other divisions. Nah.
So yes, but there's a difference too. Like you may have like the genetic component that can turn you pro, but I don't think you can hang with the fucking pros. At
Probably
least
not.
not. Absolutely not. Like you will
Probably not.
get fucking destroyed,
Yeah.
if you ask me. But like that's just like an unrealistic expectation. Like I hear it all the time. It's like, oh, like I want to compete, but I want to be, you know, a pro, or I want to place top five at nationals, but I don't want to use PEDs. I don't want to do all this cardio. I want to be really, really healthy while I do it. I don't want to fuck my hormones up. I still want to have a period every 28 days.
That section right there is what gets me the most. Like the I want to be healthy doing this. Like
It's not healthy, people.
where the fuck did contest prep get mistaken for being healthy? Like you have ass lines because you're so shredded and you're like wanting to also keep your period. Like literally it's like I fucking hate Instagram because it causes people to become so delulu and it's like listen, I am someone that, yes, I would love to earn my pro card. I would love to have my hard work and my efforts be rewarded with the professional status because that card means so much more to me than just the physical card itself. It is a physical manifestation of my hard work. And that to me is priceless. But even if that's not in the cards for me, no pun intended, I still love the journey because no one can fucking take away my hard work. And like that's the mindset you want to have because that's what's going to get you up at 5 in the morning to do your fasted cardio, to eat bird food when it comes to being under sub 1000 calories, if you have to have grinder weeks. And it's like that's what's going to keep a fire lit under your ass no matter what. And that is passion, it's obsession, but that is what is needed if you are wanting to be best of the best at the level of professional bodybuilding.
I agree. I like am looking this up because I had an inquiry the other day and someone was like, I want to, word for word, I want to accomplish stepping on stage at least once in my life. And what better time to do it than the most youthful and able I'll ever be? I want to be physically and mentally the healthiest, have a balanced experience, and achieve, I'm assuming they said achieve a rank, like a, I don't know, like a
Like a
place.
placing, like top five.
Yeah. And I just don't really believe in a contest prep, there's balance. I'm sorry.
No,
There's
there's not. And if there is balance, you end up looking like a Krispy Kreme on stage. It's like,
oh
that's the
my.
thing is like, balance is not meant for contest prep. Like, balance in contest prep, I think that's stupid. Like, you need to balance your schedule, but there is no balance. There's no, like, if you're going to go and do a contest prep and want to bring your actual best, you got to focus on that. You can't be worrying about like doing your all these other hobbies or doing all these other things. It's like you got to focus on contest prep. Balance in terms of your life, that for me is off season, which is why we should be taking plenty of time in the off season to not feel like a nutter. And if you're always constantly competing, like, no wonder you're fucking fucked up in the head. Like, you haven't had enough carbs to like help your brain cells grow. Like, for crying out loud.
Yeah, my iBrain 7 can't handle it, right? Yeah, so like And like that's like the thing, like it just like I don't know. And like I said, you know, it comes back to like being naive. And I think, like you said, like on social media, it's glam and glitz and all this shit, and people don't know the back end of it. But it's like when you hire a coach, like also too, like another thing that goes into consideration here, and I hear this again really fucking often, is like, I want to do a bikini prep or I want to do a bodybuilding prep. There's a show here in 16 weeks. What do you mean? Like, okay, first of all, like we have never met, we have never had an, you know, like a inquiry call. I barely know what you look like. Like, you think you're going to be ready in 16 weeks? Like, absolutely not. And like, if this is your first time, let's say that if this is your first time, right? And I like that's again unrealistic. Like, you cannot, if you have never worked with a coach, if you've never trained, if you like a bodybuilder, if you don't eat like a bodybuilder, if you cannot be ready in 16 weeks. Maybe you can. There's few that can, but like, or even like just anyone who like hasn't had any recollection of like fitness or health. Like, being ready in 16 weeks is not, in my opinion, not ideal. Especially like it's hard for a coach. You're gonna prove me wrong. What are you gonna say?
No. I was gonna no, I not proving you wrong whatsoever. My challenge to this thinking is, why are you such in a hurry to not bring your best?
Yeah.
Because that's something we've all had to question. That's something I had to question. Again, like me taking all the time off that I have, I could have competed beforehand, sure, and maybe I would have done okay. But when I compete next, I don't want to do more than okay. I want to bring my all-time best and I want to win. And my
Okay.
actions thus far have lined up with that.
Let me challenge this even more then. Challenge this thinking. So what if you want to do it just to do it? You don't even care about brain. Like your best is whatever. It's just getting on stage. Like what?
Cool. I'm not
Yeah.
fucking coaching you. Like, that's no, I'm dead serious. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. I'm not the coach for you. Because if
Right.
you want to bring your best and you want to work for it and you are not attached to a timeline, I am the coach for you. If you want to go hire some chuckle fuck that will pump you full of drugs or will make you have like 2 hours of cardio, 16 weeks out, slash you 900 calories, fuck up your hormones, fuck up your health, by all means, go for it. That is your decision as a fucking American. But for
Yeah.
me, hell no, I'm not working with that. That is not worth my time. That is not worth my money because the mindset is not there. Those are the type of individuals that will ask me week one, what's the best cheat meal?
Oh, dude, no, I don't even do cheat meals. I fucking don't. I'm sorry. I don't like, not in prep, not happening. Sorry. Nope. I hate that. Oh my God, you're getting me heated. I hate that. And they're like, and then they just say like the dumbest shit. And I'm sorry, but like that's the reality of it. Like the dumbest shit. It's and they're like, what's the best cheat meal? What's the best type of cardio? How long can I sit in the fucking sauna? Like just like the weirdest shit. Or like, oh my God,
I
like should
triggered you, man.
oh. Like what type of greens powder should I buy? What brand do you like of the greens powder?
Nutrigen from Morphogen Nutrition. Easy question. Next.
Well, I'm just like, why are we hyper focused on that though? Like, you know, and it's just like you said, like I'm not the coach for you because I have no fucking problem either A, pulling you out of prep, B, not starting your fucking prep when you want me to start your fucking prep, and C, I have no problem if you fire me. I don't give a fuck. I
I
don't.
want to work with people who want to do good work, who are good people and want to bring their best. And that's the thing is like, I don't care where your starting point is. I care about how willing you are to go there. Right. Because, like, again, my starting point, if I were to hire, would have hired a coach at 260 pounds and I would have said, I want to go pro in a year. Like, how fucking deluded. I mean, that's how some of the delusion is, especially on Instagram, because competing is becoming so like mainstream that we have people that are, again, were like me that are morbid fucking obese wanting to do a bikini competition in like less than a year's time. And it's like there are so many things we can do first to one, just make you feel better without getting winded up a flight of fucking stairs. And it's like we have to have that foundation of health because yes, health is important. So that way, when we do unhealthy things like maybe introduce drugs or enter into a contest prep, we have an easier time before the body starts to fight back. But if your body is already fighting back because we don't have health, everything else is going to be a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I honestly like to like challenge my athletes too when they say things like I want to do this and this. I'm like, okay, well, like, what's the plan that you think would get you there, and like, why do you think that's like a good plan? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, like, you can't just spit out a goal that like, and like not have the actions that align with it,
Oh,
so to
you can
speak.
do that, of course. Yes, you can. That's called delusion. And that's like what, like the whole point of this podcast is
Right. Well, like
people
it's.
say this, but don't follow up with it. And it's like,
I also think too, like when people do that shit, like it puts a bad like rep and they start bad mouthing like bodybuilding. Like, oh, that was stupid. Like, you know, whatever. Or they like, again, they're the people that have like the biggest rebounds, the biggest issues post show. Then they get in that cycle of, I just need to do another show because I gained 20 pounds in 4 fucking weeks. Like, but you didn't learn anything. You didn't learn how to be a good athlete. You didn't learn stability. You didn't learn routine. You didn't learn any healthy habits prior than, you know, to getting where you need to be. Like, who even knows? Like, that's why, like you said, like bringing your best takes years. It takes time. It takes stacking those habits. And like the reality of it is like you can't just show up in 16 weeks at your best. You're not going to. And like maybe your best is yeah, obviously that's probably the leanest you'll be. But we talked about this kind of before, with that podcast of talking about, what was it? Tri-City, the show. Yeah. And how like, yeah, it's you against you, but it's also you against everybody fucking else too on stage. And like, yeah, I don't want to say like, I'm like hungry for winning because I'm proud of my athletes wherever they stand, because you never know who's going to show up. But like, I'm not going to put you on stage that's like, yeah, we're not even close to first place. Like, I want you to have a run at first place. Like, I want the judges to question where it's going to lie, right? And like, if you're not going to be there in, you know, 20 weeks, like, you're not going to fucking be there. We're going to pull you out. But don't tell me like, or don't come to me and be like, hey, I'm ready to prep right now, when like, you're not following any type of protocols, like you've never done anything relatively close. And then like we even talked about too is like, how far do you want to go? And like that's the thing, is like you can only go so far. And I've told Ash this probably 10 times in the last fucking week. Like, I am not a fucking wizard. I'm not a fucking wizard. Like, I'm good at my job. Ash is good at her job. Ash is one of the best, honestly. And it's like, we're not fucking wizards though. Like, if you're like, I want to be an IFBB wellness pro, but I want to have a balanced prep, I want to be natural, I only want to train legs once a week, because I like training upper body. Can I have like 3 upper body days? I really like doing delts. I can't make that happen. Like, I'm good, you're good, but like, that's, I can't. Like, I'm not fucking Harry Potter. like, I can't do that.
And that's where a lot of people see the stage pictures and want to go all in air quotes, on bodybuilding because they see a physique. They don't understand the mental work that takes them to that point. And that's why when you hop with me on like a sales call or discovery call, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I will say to you, I'm not setting you up for failure. Like, I won't do that. I'm not going to take your money to watch you fail. So we're going to do things and we're going to do things right. And we're going to forget a timeline because, like, if we don't have the foundation set in stone, anything that we stack upon it is going to be dog shit. And, you can ask any one of my athletes. I constantly am preaching, we're going to do things right. We're going to make sure we don't cut corners. We're going to make sure that we pay attention to X, Y, and Z. And here's why. Like, I want to give them the best chance they can possibly have. That does not mean everything is going to go to smooth sailing. That does not mean we are going to have, not the experience challenging weeks, difficult weeks. It means that in spite of that, we still get better each week. And I am huge on challenging the mental thought process because where your mind is, your body follows. So if you are fucked up mentally, your physique is going to show it. Right? Like you cannot run and hide from that.
I'm like living fucking proof of that. I'll be 100% honest with you. Like, my mindset like a year ago, 2 years ago, like when I first got diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and I was like, dude, like, honestly, like my mind was like, Hashimoto's is like a fat girl diagnosis. That's what I thought. I'm like, you just get fat when your thyroid doesn't work. I mean, yeah, true. And I ended up gaining like literally like 40 pounds. I mean, I had to heal. I had to go through like a gut health phase too. But like my mindset was so shitty, and I was like, I'm never gonna be lean enough. I can't. I'm never gonna be pro. I'm always gonna be fat. I'm always gonna look inflamed. And like my fucking health phase lasted 13 months long until I pulled my head out of my fucking ass and was like, okay, like the reality of it is like I can fucking do this. Like I'm able. I've conditioned myself to push the limits, to do hard shit, and I know that I can do it. And like however long it takes, like I honestly was like pissed that it took, because I thought I was like, okay, we'll do this cleanup phase in 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and I'll get right back to building and then I'll compete the following year. Okay, well, here we are going into my third year of off season, and I'm not even close to stepping on stage. But like the minute I had that realization of like, oh my God, like I'm the problem, like, you know, I'm the one that's causing everything to backfire. It's not smooth sailing because of my mental, the way I'm talking to myself, the way I thought that I had this timeline of getting right back on stage. And now, like with rewiring my brain, like obviously working through therapy and just like understanding a little bit more that this shit takes time. It takes so much longer than you actually fucking think. And what's the rush, right? My body's responding like fucking beautifully. Like I only train 3 days a week and like we can see me getting leaner. Like I don't do any cardio. Like I'm tightening up. Like because my mindset is like, oh God, yeah, like I'm putting what I can into this at this very moment. And like it's just, it's like effortless. And I hate to say that because like I'm not just like sitting on my ass getting leaner. Like I'm actually doing work, but I'm not putting like a square peg into a circle fucking hole anymore. Like, you know, like it's, and just letting go of that fucking stress is what's making me more successful. And like understanding, like I said, you know, there is no timeline that, like, if I do want to go far, I'm going to have to, you know, use PEDs, that, you know, I want to be the very best that I can. And that's going to take, again, tons of time, lots of hard work, lots of, you know, stimulus, like in the gym and eating food when I don't want to eat food. And that's another fucking thing. We can even go on down that tangent. Oh, I want to grow, but I only want to eat 1100 calories a day. I want to grow and only stay 2 pounds above stage weight. Are you fucking serious? I'm fucking heated.
I know it's. I got a question today because I took a break from doing the Q and A's yesterday because I was just like I needed to step away from my phone. So I was like, "Thanks for giving me the day off, guys." Like, we'll start the daily Q and A's. And
Was
someone,
your first question like, were you like, fuck? Like, I'm glad I had a day off.
no, actually, one was like, "This had to be a male coach programming it," because this it was a female athlete asking me the question about like proper dosage for Winstrol. And she was like, "Oh, I feel like Winstrol crashed my estrogen." But granted, I was also taking Winstrol, Arimidex, Primo, and Proviron. And I was like, "You're a female taking fucking Arimidex and Proviron." I was like, "Winstrol was the least of your problems." Like for fucking once. But no, the other question that I got that really just made me sad was a cellulite girly. Want so desperately to get rid of your cellulite, and here's the secret to getting rid of cellulite: surgery. And you can lose body fat, but still, if the skin is stretched, you're gonna have like those stretch marks still. Like again, even I have like my battle wounds from being over 260 pounds. Like some of that's still there. But here's the deal: even if by God's grace you were able to take your massage gun and beat the fucking cellulite to death into submission, you would still find something else to nitpick about. You would. Because you are never enough in your eyes, which is why cellulite robs you of your joy. So rather than trying all these like stupid fucking hacks to try to pound away your cellulite, accept that you have it. Because honestly, it is not that big of a fucking deal. It honestly is not. What the big deal is up here makes you crazy.
And like, yeah, I mean, just tying that back into like bodybuilding, when it's like when you're in your off season, like Ash right now is like, you have to push food, you have to push weight. And like, if you don't have that mental toughness or that good relationship of, you know, viewing your body as like, this needs to happen in order for me to be successful to my for my goal, like you're going to crumble. You know, it's you're gonna be on the hamster wheel over and over and over. Like, how can I get rid of this? How can I do better? Like, you know, and it's like, you can do better by just letting that go. Like, you're stressing your fucking self out. Like, you're the problem. Like, yourself is the problem. And that's the reality of it.
No, for sure. And it's just like this is going to come across as bad, even especially if we're looking at like the off season mentality of, oh, I want to
gain muscle, but I don't want to be like 15, 20 pounds over stage weight or whatever. It's like, this is something I had to come to terms with when I initially freaked out about gaining weight. Guys, we got to get real fucking problems. Like, I'm serious. Like, you are bitching about putting on body fat and purposely eating in a surplus to grow muscle to compete in a sport where you pay to play. Like, that's not a real problem. It's a problem because you're making it one mentally, but that's not a real problem. Like, a real problem is not having money to put shoes on your kids, food on the table, money to pay your bills, to put a roof over your head. Like, having a job that you fucking hate that makes you wanna like have suicidal thoughts and tendencies. Like, those are actually real problems. Being a bodybuilder is not a real problem. It is a privilege, which is why I try to maintain humility and taking a step back, being like, hey, I know I'm having a hard time emotionally and mentally right now, but in the hindsight of things, the grand scheme of things, I am so fucking blessed. It doesn't mean I won't have hard days. In fact, I have hard days. They are challenging days. But even on my worst fucking day, where I want to burn it all to the ground is still someone else's dream. And holy shit, if you don't think like that, I cannot help you.
I know. I think about that all the time. And like, that's like part of the reason I stay with nursing. Like, it fucking humbles the shit out of me. Like, oh my, I was like, I woke up and I was like, oh man, the scale's up 3 pounds. I'm like, shit, man, I'm kind of stressed about that. I go into work and someone literally is having a brain bleed. I'm like, 3 pounds can choke on a fat dick, to be honest with you. Like, that is not
Exactly.
an issue right now. Like, and it's like you said, like, that's like, you have to get over that. Because it's a fucking privilege to be here and like to have gratitude and to be able to be in this sport because one, it's expensive. Like, two, like, there are people that can't do half this shit. There are people that don't have money. There are people that, like are struggling with other mental health issues and things like that. And it's like, I get it. Like, this shit's hard and it can beat you down and you can get super upset and super hyper focused on it. But like, bird's eye view,
Yeah.
this is not hard. Like, it's not the end of the world. Like,
It's
it's
honestly not. Like, on days that I get in my moods, is what I call them, where it's like, let's say, like last Thursday, like muscle activation wasn't there. Like, even mental clarity wasn't there either. And it just made everything so much harder, especially the gym. And I was definitely like having a little pity party for myself. And like, I had to check myself. And I was like, Ash, like, real talk, your mom sits in a chair all day, every day, and can't fucking move. Like, she uses a diaper, she can't feed herself, and you're whining because you can't feel your glutes on a leg press. Like, get real fucking problems. And that humbles me so quick, especially because, like, my mom is one of my best friends, and knowing that her life and her quality of life is diminished to being in a chair, like, shit. Like, that's one of those things where it's like, you need to wake up and just be thankful that you can put on your pants by yourself. And like, that is what like keeps me in check.
yeah, and like, I even like have had this conversation with myself, like, 'cause I get one of my most frustrating points is like at the gym when I don't have a good workout. And like you said, like, grateful that I can put my fucking leggings on, that I can drive to the gym, that I can get there and I can work out. And like, sometimes when it's just not there, I try and like remind myself, I'm like, well, you did something, and that's it. That's all you needed to do was something, right? And something is more than nothing. And like, even that something is just like waking up and being able to like move your arms. Like, I shit you not, I have like two big gratitudes that I say every single morning. I wake up, I'm gonna do this. I open my eyes like this
Do you
and
actually do that? Because that's terrifying. I could imagine like Alex next to bed and you're like,
right? No, I wake up, I look at the ceiling and I'm like, thank God my roof is still over my head. It didn't blow away somehow in the middle of the, like, I would sleep through my house blowing away,
Alex's
but
noxious farts didn't blow our roof to kingdom come.
right. I'm like, wow, I have a house. The house is filled with love. I'm grateful. I'm warm. I'm comfy. It's still here. And then I'm like, wow, I'm really grateful that I can realize that my brain is still working. Like, my working brain is so important to me, and I'm so grateful for it because I see so many people, like, whether they've had a stroke, whether they have dementia, whether they've been in a motorcycle accident and they're brain dead. And I'm like, oh my God, I am so grateful for my fucking brain, right? And like you said, it just is like those little tiny or big things, I guess you could say, are like nothing compared to like, damn, like, I can't vacuum as hard as I could, when I was 10 pounds leaner, or I got 10 reps today at the same weight versus 12 last week.
Yep.
It's like, chill, like, fucking
Yeah,
Chill.
dude, like losing your physical capabilities and losing your mental. Like Eric and I were watching, we're not a superhero kick right now. So we were watching, I think it was Logan, part of the X-Men series where
Okay, yeah.
Charles Xavier, this is the part, spoiler alerts, this is the part where he like has like dementia like episodes where he literally said something so profound in the movie. He was like, "I always know who you are, but I don't always recognize you." Like I was like, like, oh my God, like my heart, you know, especially when you have a grandma that's suffering from like Alzheimer's. It's like to lose your physical capabilities and lose your mental, it's like shit, any day that you wake up, that's a damn good day to me.
And then to wake up and be able to fucking bodybuild on top of it, like do something so extreme, something so privileged, like y'all, we need to get our heads out of our fucking asses.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's like I'm all for manifesting success because, like, again, like, especially in competitive bodybuilding, like, we're not doing this for shits and kicks. Like, we want to win. And so, yes, it is good to be confident in your abilities and confident in yourself to execute your plan while also being humble enough to understand that you still can lose. And I think if you're able to actually have that balance and mentally lock in, that's how you bring your best. So, kind of like bringing it full circle, it's not that you have to be perfect, and it's not that you don't do anything, and like everything is flexible, and we have no structure whatsoever. Is there is a balance to everything. There is a Goldilocks principle with every single athlete. There's a Goldilocks principle for Ash. There's a Goldilocks principle for me. And in order to find that, that's why working with the right coach to pull it out of you is so important because like you work together as a team. Dictatorships are super, super powerful and super effective until the people revolt and kill the dictator. I am someone that really encourages teamwork, honesty, and respect because you get more stuff done together and move the chain further along.
I like the Goldilocks analogy there because it's true. Like everyone is different. Everyone has that specific plan that's like so perfect for them where they see progress, and working with that right coach that can see that, and also too, to tie it back into the beginning of this podcast, is like laying like what is like a realistic expectation for you and like making the steps towards that. Because like there's a lot of coaches that, like you said, that will hire you, or you hire them, get you on stage and 10 weeks without having anything good for you, and it's not your best, and it's not, and it's not teamwork. It's that it usually people like that are the dictators, like you said, and it's just, cookie cutter. It's here's this, here's that, follow what I do, and you don't get anywhere. You don't get any further ahead, to be
Well, that's the
honest.
thing, is it's cookie cutter because it's like it's just copy and paste from other competitors. And that's why the response is no changes. Good job, champ. Or like minus 25 carbs, 10 extra cardio is because they don't actually know what you're doing. They're just like, they either dieting you to high hell, or maybe they're like pushing so much food where your digestion's going kersplunk. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's so important to make sure that, yes, you have a roadmap, but you're willing to be flexible because I know a general game plan for each and one of my athletes for their programming, but I also listen and check in on a weekly basis to make sure that the athlete, the person that presents me their physique, is doing okay. Because if they're not, we're going to, fucking take the back roads instead of the highway. And yeah, it might take us a little bit longer, but if it means we don't crash the goddamn car, that's a success in my book.
Yeah, like if your car can't handle the fucking highway either, like don't take it. You know what I'm saying? Like if your engine explode going 80, don't fucking do it. There's always 10 ways to get to every single fucking destination, and yeah, they're probably all different. Of course they are, So take the one that's best suited for you. Jeez.
And on that note,
Mic drop.
peace.
Adios.